For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. As part of the $2 trillion stimulus bill that looks set to pass Congress soon, the government plans to send out direct payments to U.S. households.
You can think of it as an advance of next year's tax refund, not at all as a separate taxable event for you.
That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin. Coming up, he'll tell us when those checks are going to arrive and if there might be more to come in the weeks ahead.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
The $2 trillion federal stimulus package includes direct payments to most U.S. households to help them get through the coronavirus pandemic. But when it comes to actually getting your share, the devil's in the details. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin to discuss. So, Richard, first of all, when can we expect these checks to arrive?
Well, first of all, they're not checks. For most people, they're going to be direct deposit payments. That's how most tax refunds are paid now. That's how a lot of tax payments are paid now. And that's the information the IRS is going to use. For people who have direct deposit information on file with the IRS, especially from their 2019 returns, you can expect those payments to start coming in about three or four weeks or so.
But people who don't have direct deposit, can they still get a payment?
Yes, absolutely. That's not a barrier to getting checks. It just may take longer. It's actually interesting. The government used to have like big check printing machines and could print lots of checks and mail them out. They've actually dismantled a lot of that because so much has gone electronic. But to the extent that they don't have your information or your bank account has changed or something, then they're going to have to go through the process of sending out checks in the mail. And that's just going to take a little while both to find people, particularly people who haven't filed tax returns recently, and then also to just get addresses and put checks in the mail.
Now, can you just walk us through how the government will determine who gets what amount?
Yeah. So the basic amount is $1,200 per adult, per taxpayer, per filer, and then $500 per child. And that starts phasing out for people with incomes starting at $75,000 for individuals and $150,000 for married couples.
Now, aside from the income factor, who would not get a payment?
You have to have a Social Security number to get a payment. So if you're maybe someone who's here on a work visa or something and don't have a Social Security number, or you're a non-resident, or certainly people who are in the country not legally or undocumented or wouldn't qualify for that without a valid Social Security number. And then also dependents who are non-children won't get separate payments. So you can think of if if an elderly parent living with you and they're not sort of filing a tax return as their own household and they're a dependent on your return, or you have a college-age child, someone 17 or older, those people wouldn't be eligible for payments.
But for those who do qualify, do they have to sign up somewhere or apply to receive payments?
So here's the thing that's a little tricky that we don't know yet. If you filed a tax return in 2018 or 2019, you don't have to do anything. If you haven't, that's where it gets a little more interesting. I think for people who have Social Security benefits and haven't filed tax returns, they're going to try and figure out a way as much as they can to work between the Social Security Administration and IRS to get money to those people. The government has that information. They just have to have the systems talk to each other. For people who haven't gotten Social Security benefits, there are plenty of low-income people who don't file tax returns. They just don't make enough money for that. Then it gets a little dicey. We'll have to see what the IRS says about whether they're advising people like that to file tax returns or a separate form or what they're going to do for those people in that category. And the IRS really isn't saying much about the mechanics of this yet, in part because it's only gone through the Senate, and so it's not law. The IRS's job is to implement the law that Congress lays out, and Congress hasn't finished its job yet.
Will the payments be taxable?
No, not taxable income. Here's how you can think of it. Say your amount is $1,200. You can think of it like a $1,200 addition to the refund you would get next year. You're just getting it now. Or a $1,200 discount off the tax bill you would pay next year in early 2021. You're just getting it now. So it's really an advance of, you can think of it as an advance of next year's tax refund, not at all as a separate taxable event for you.
What happens if someone made a sizable amount last year, but their income dropped off in 2020?
There's two things that happen. One is, if you're above those limits, then you would either get a smaller payment or no payment at all right now, but you would be able to get a payment on your 2020 tax return as part of that whole process. So maybe you could get the full $1,200. The other thing is to remember is that this payment is not the only piece of what the government is trying to do here. So the bill that's working its way through Congress right now has enormous expansions of unemployment insurance. So people who see their income go down because they become unemployed, and the definition of that is actually much broader than it used to be, will be able to get a lot of money, sometimes up to an additional $600 per week for a few months as a result of that, but by going to your state unemployment office and or state unemployment office system online and applying for benefits that way. And so you shouldn't necessarily think of these IRS payments as the only thing the government is doing. For people who really have those income drops due to lapses in employment, there is that other big avenue to go to.
Now, what if somebody qualifies for a payment based on their income in 2019, but they have a baby, you know, a new deduction this year?
You don't get the advance payment for that. So that $500 for child doesn't come until you file your 2020 tax return early next year. These upfront payments are based on the 2019 return, and then it gets reconciled on the 2020 return. But the important point about that is it doesn't get reconciled downward. So if you get more in this initial payment than you ultimately would qualify for based on your 2020 income and your 2020 family situation, they're not going to come take any of that money back.
Is it likely this could be just the first round of payments?
We don't know. I think that that's going to depend on Congress for sure. It's going to depend on what happens over the next few weeks with the virus. I mean, if we're in a place 4 to 6 to 8 weeks from now where the economy is still looking fragile, you might see some desire for Congress to do this again. If there's sort of better control of the virus and people are back to work sooner than people expect, then maybe not. The administration had been talking about two rounds of payments, but the bill only allows for this first round.
Now, there are lots of people in the U.S. without bank accounts who might not be able to deposit a check or receive direct deposit. How can they collect payments?
So they may get checks, and you know, unfortunately for people who are unbanked, you would have to go to some sort of check cashing operation and probably pay a fee. The other possibility is there's been some discussion of debit cards. And we'll just have to see whether they can make that work for people or not.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.